Across the Sunshine State, convicted felons showed up at elections offices to register to vote. That's because on Tuesday, Florida's Amendment 4 went into effect, which could bring over 1 million new voters. For over a century, Florida has put a lifetime voting ban for people convicted of felonies, unless they went through an extended clemency process. But on Tuesday, that came to an end. At the Miami-Dade Elections Office in Doral, a slow but steady trickle of potential voters came to register to vote.
It feels great. It feels outstanding.
Lorenzo Lotson just filled out his registration. He took a few hours off work just for this.
Any election that's coming up, I'm going to be a participant.
Lotson got so excited, he started calling friends and giving them directions.
Hey, it's at 2700 Northwest 87th Avenue.
Anthony Bouchel hasn't been able to vote since the late 90s, but he says it was important to register as soon as Amendment 4 went into effect.
I wanted to do my part as soon as possible versus having to wait and seeing how things go. You know, put my name in the beginning.
There's still confusion about how these potential voters will be verified by the state. Some say the legislature needs to pass a bill before Amendment 4 is fully implemented, and some say they don't. The legislature doesn't meet until March, but municipal elections are happening as early as next month. I'm Danny Rivero in Doral.